TV hosts such as Mark Levin and Sean Hannity have been talking about this for some time, an Article 5 constitutional convention, which can be used to create new amendments to the U.S. Constitution, new amendments that could be used to force Washington to balance the U.S. budget and would require responsiveness to the people. But is an Article 5 con really the answer? Or is there a reason for Americans who consider themselves to be liberty-minded and constitutionalists to be very weary about this idea? I believe there is. I'll tell you why right after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the American people silenced while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. It isn't about left versus right. No. The real fight in America is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken, and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories that the national media simply won't touch. From the National Defense Authorization Act and indefinite detention, to nullification, drone strikes, the militarization of police and crony capitalism. We're not afraid to stand up for the rights of the people. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, it's where humanity is greater than politics. The idea that Article 5 constitutional convention sure is exciting, but is it also dangerous? Well, it certainly could be. The real danger for liberty-minded Americans is that the current climate among lawmakers, both on the national and the state level, is a climate that has very little regard for personal, individual, and natural rights. Take, for instance, all that's gone on in our nation for the past 12 years since September 11, 2001. Fourth Amendment due process rights have been suspended by Congress. The executive branch claims it has the power to indefinitely detain U.S. citizens until the end of the war on terror. And speaking of war, Congress hasn't had a constitutionally declared war since World War II. The Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms is infringed more and more daily. So here's the big question. If an Article 5 constitutional convention is held, what will it do to force Congress and the President to obey the Constitution when they're not obeying it now? The other danger, what happens if new amendments are added to attempt to strip constitutional rights that currently exist? For stories that affect your liberty, you can find me online at BenSwan.com. That's BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Water filtration holiday specials from RBN. You can get a Royal Berkey made of polished stainless steel that holds 3.25 gallons and comes with two black Berkey purification elements, one shower filter that'll do up to 20,000 gallons or typically last 1 year, and one Berkey sport bottle for the total price of $356, a $40 savings. We also have a Berkey Light, one shower filter and one sport bottle for the low price of $299, a $40 savings. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200 today.
In these unpredictable times, you can never be too prepared. Mentally, physically, financially, agriculturally. Real people, real problems, real activism. Welcome to the Bob Tuscan Radio Show with your host,
a while ago, we had a lady by the name of Pamela Senzi on to talk about an awesome initiative. She decided with a friend of hers that she was going to ride her bicycle from one part of the country to the next. And when I talk about one part to the next, I'm talking coast to coast. Everywhere they went, they tried to educate people about what really happened on that infamous day of 9/11/2001. And she's written a book about it, and she covers a great amount of ground, literally, no pun intended, in this book called Quantum Trek, T-R-E-K, A Post 9/11 Journey of Transformation. Quantum Trek, A Post 9/11 Journey of Transformation. Last time we had her on, she was with Richard Gage, of course, founder and CEO of Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth. And what he had to say about the book, I'll share with you briefly. Pamela's account of her personal soul searching during the trek serves as a lighthouse to those who are also grappling to find a spiritual center from which to act constructively while grappling with the unexpected darker implications posed by the recently documented scientific evidence at the World Trade Center. And without further ado, let's bring Pamela Senzi on. Pam, thanks so much for joining us.
Oh, Bob, thanks so much for having me. And you were part of the trek as well. I can remember sitting in, I think it was the outside of a closed auto parts store. We had just gone up a huge hill, and we were hiding from the wind, and there hunkered down talking to you on the radio. So you were there too.
Amazing. I was living vicariously hearing about your awesome road trip, and it was just incredible. And one of the early encounters you guys had was with a fire chief, am I right?
Yes. Oh, my gosh, that's right. I think that was like on day two. He was an assistant fire chief.
Okay, that's what it was, yeah.
And that was in that was early on in the trek in Washington State. And he was so totally on board because the way that Rena, Patty, and I presented everything is just science and evidence. That's the AE 9/11 Truth Way, Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth, founded by Richard Gage, AIA. And so we stayed with that standard, and he got it, you know. And one of the final things that he said was, you can't have enough investigation. You can't have too much investigation. So we got that one on film, yeah. That was great.
Awesome, yeah. That's on your YouTube, I believe?
Yeah, that's on YouTube. You can probably just look up Journey for 9/11 Truth, or Rena Patty Pamela Senzi, Fire Chief. I don't know exactly what the name of it is, but it's on YouTube there.
People will find it if they want to, that's for sure. I got a real kick out of it because, as you know, I like to get face-to-face with people and introduce them to this stuff as well.
Yes, you definitely do. You're kind of kick butt out there with that, so that's good.
Well, occasionally, you know, and if I have somebody like Rudolph Giuliani or Noam Chomsky or Penn and Teller, who did that propaganda piece about 9/11 early on, I would find it, and I don't know, I can't speak for other people, but I can speak for myself. I do find it very difficult not to say, hey, the heck are you thinking?
Yeah. You know, with certain individuals, it definitely, you know, there's something in you. It just, you know, I think it's our conscience. You know, it's just like, wait a minute, we got to get this straight. I try to take a more diplomatic tact most of the time, but yeah, there are times, and I want to applaud you for your work and what you're doing. And the Noam Chomsky thing I was really kind of on the fence post about him. I thought, yeah, you know, he probably just doesn't know and et cetera. But that confrontation that you had really opened my eyes, I'll say that.
Well, you know, I was not necessarily on the fence with him, but I was giving him the benefit of the doubt. I quoted his CNET forum post about him wanting a consensus of professionals taking a look at scientific evidence, and I gave it to him. And then he gave me this half-baked answer that was just completely negating what I had just provided to him.
Yeah, when I heard his answer, it was like, okay, he knows this isn't true. It was so clear. So, yeah.
There are gatekeepers out there, that's for sure, and so many of them exist amongst these so-called anti-war movements, and that's a shame because at our heart, you know, this is an anti-war issue because this was the pretext to millions of people dying in the Middle East and our spying to a certain extent and so on and so forth. So we can't forget that. We'd be completely naive not to acknowledge that.
No. And also, it's and in my view, you know, I can speak more freely now because now I'm operating as an independent agent, so to speak, and I'm not affiliated with any organization. And so I'm just representing myself as a citizen of the United States of America. And my Lord, in my view, Bob, this is a coup d'etat. And we have lost our core liberties and principles. And one of the really big challenges to me is that because of the propaganda machine, because of what's happening, people are not hungering for it back because they're not really fully recognizing what's gone. You know what I mean? It's sort of like this piecemeal thing and in stages, and people should be, if they knew what they had lost, we would be like the Arab Spring. It would be an American Spring. Millions of Americans would be on the streets.
Well, the thing is, people don't know what they lost, and they at the end of the day, if it's not affecting them and their family firsthand, if it's not a constant in their face sort of thing, they don't care.
You know, this is a huge psychological experiment, I'll tell you that. We're going to learn a lot about what happens psychologically to people and what it takes. But yeah, part of what, you know, when I, this track for me, it had a dual purpose. You know, part of it was to carry this message, this very important message representing the scientists and the experts who are confronting the official story based on hard science and forensic evidence, and it's just oh so clear and painfully obvious. But it's also as a witness to this coup, because I knew about 9/11 from day one, and recognizing, oh my God, you know, what's happening. And when they, when Obama signed indefinite detention into law on December 31st, 2011, I know you remember it well, New Year's Eve, I mean, it was, you know, how creepy is that? Happy New Year, folks. We just took away your due process of law.
Yeah, I know. I'll remember that for a long time, and until we change it anyways. Even when we change it, we'll recognize it. And I'm glad you brought Barry Sotero up ever so briefly, because next hour I will tackle the elephant in the room for a moment and talk a little bit about his State of the Union. Jeez. Pamela Senzi joins us on the Bob Tuscan Show. We'll continue this trek with her when we get back in just a little bit. Also open up the phone calls towards the second half of this hour. 800-313-9443.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Are you prepared? Really, are you prepared? Times aren't getting any better. Everything everywhere is getting tighter. Time for you to look out for the ones you care about. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com has everything you need for any event that might come your way. First aid kits, camping gear, training books, self-defense equipment, long shelf life GMO-free storable food. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com has it all. Veteran-owned and operated. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is here for you.
To their names can be added those of hundreds and thousands of others who stood in the way of the new order.
Right now.
Isn't what we're building for.
Pam Senzi joins us on the Bob Tuscan Show. She's also doing a podcast that I'll tell you about. You definitely should check that out. along with a former guest, David Meiswinkle, the president and founder of New Jersey 9/11 Aware. I want to hear if there's any updates with him from you, Pam, a little bit later. But tell me more about this book and tell me about the process. Obviously, I knew a little bit about it because I spoke with you when you were on this journey. But tell me about some of the moments covered in this piece.
Okay. The most important thing, in my view, about this book in its aspect, in its relationship to 9/11, questioning 9/11, and a post-9/11 world, and that's why it's called A Post-9/11 Journey of Transformation, because we have a very serious problem here in our country, globally, this rush for global resources and control of them, et cetera, I believe, is a core source of all of this and the false flag operation of 9/11. So how do we deal with this? You know, in the movement, in the 9/11 truth movement, which you and I are a part of, and probably many of your listeners are as well, we deal with a lot of serious, serious subjects. And yet, how do we really genuinely change this? How do we change this paradigm? So what my book is about the process of soul searching that I went through during the trek, in the course of this, the lessons gleaned and, you know, what the answers to my soul calls were, so to speak, because part of my reason for going on the trek was to really, really find answers. And one of the things that that has come to me in a big way, and which is a big part of the book, it's the thread that runs throughout the entire book and every chapter, and it is that Irina and I went across the country representing this body of experts that are challenging the official story of 9/11 based on hard science and forensic evidence. Now, there is another body of experts in the world of science, the quantum physicists. And they also have a very key message to turning this around for us, because quantum physics, and I only have a layperson's understanding of it, but this is what the quantum physicists are telling us, that we can solve big problems, including turning, transforming this world from a world of war and draconian measures and all of this to a more peaceful, harmonious world. We can do it because, one, we're all one, unified field theory, also because all of this springs out of consciousness, and science up to this time has really been based on a matter-based premise that consciousness comes out of matter. Matter comes first and then consciousness evolves. Quantum physics turns that around and says, nope, not true. Consciousness comes first and then matter springs from that. So we can change this, according to the quantum physicists, with our thought. We have to think that we can. So we have to be positive thinkers. And we have to then take that positive thinking, which I believe has to come from an effort to reach deeper levels of consciousness. Maybe it's meditation, contemplation. I don't know, however people get centered, sit by the lake for an hour, whatever people need to do, we need to kind of try to work on ourselves and then take that, and we have to be aware, which you are, you know, be aware of, self-educate what is really going on. We have to look at hard truths, and then we have to become active. But we have to be active with that kind of proactive, positive, we can overcome spirit. Because if our consciousness is really negative and kind of saying, we are not going to end up like the Kennedy assassination or whatever, we're not going to overcome it. We can overcome it if we think we can. So that's kind of key to the myriad of stories in my book. That's sort of the underlying thread.
I like that. That's a very different approach to this, and more human-based, you know, look at what's going on and how we process these things.
Yes. It's, like I say, it comes out of my own soul searching. And then I turn to, as is my habit, you know, I want things that have validity and basis to them. I don't want to, you know, just go with stuff that I just read it on the web and now it's interesting. I want something that has teeth. I'm trying to help contribute to changing this paradigm for our kids, you know, for the young people. I have a 24-year-old son, and, you know, and I love him, and I love all of his friends, and all these young people, and you're a young person, and it's like, my gosh, you know, I want you guys to have freedom, to have the freedom that that I grew up with and the liberties that I grew up with that were a given, because they maybe weren't always implemented, but they were there by law, and now they're not. That's a serious problem. We've got to change that. So,
absolutely.
So, we totally do. But again, we've got to do it with a positive frame of mind. And I, interestingly, my book has a lot of personal stories of this process. You know, at one point, the trek was actually, Rita and I parted in Fargo, and we expanded the trek, and she went toward New York City, and I went toward Washington, D.C. And when I was on the solo trek during that time, things started to get to me. I wasn't getting enough sleep. I'm riding, 50, 60, 70 miles, and I'm actually quite thin. So, it's not like I'm an athlete. I've been sort of becoming one for a while, but it's not as though I had, this great physique and I was all prepared for this and so on and so forth. I'm just trying to do what I can, right? And so sleeping in the cold I was getting depressed. It was all getting to me. And I realized that in a very, very direct human way that my moods or depression or negative outlook could actually cause my end of the trek to fail. That in order for it to succeed, I myself had to have a positive attitude. I had to pull myself out of this no matter what. And that did happen. So I can honestly say that the trek on my part was successful, that I was able to accomplish that.
That's awesome.
Well, but it was because of this turn of attitude.
I liked it a lot. I'm curious. Tell me a little bit about the actual logistics here. How long did it take you? I mean, how many miles would you cover on your bike in a day and so on and so forth?
Well, I was the slower of the team. So it was always hard for me. It never got easy. But interestingly, I think it was the last two or three days, I rode almost all the time standing up. When I got close to D.C., boy, I was just like, I was really hoofing it. But generally, it was about 50 miles a day. For me,
50, 5-0.
Yeah, 50, about 50, sometimes 60, and on occasion 70. Now, 70 was big for me. But you'll talk to cyclists, there's real athletes that were always flying past me on the and waving out of sympathy. But, for them, 80 to 100 a day is no big deal.
I know the bike ride is secondary to the movement and the message here, but I'm curious to learn a little bit more about it, and we'll do so on the other side of the break. And I'll also ask you about attorney David Meiswinkle and what he's up to.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Whew,
nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn. Glucosamine chondroitin. Sea cucumber. Colloidal minerals. Superfam and Super Male Plex. Colon Enhancer. Our top-selling liquid. Cow Mag Vitamin D. MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at HerbalHealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit HerbalHealer.com today. HerbalHealer.com. That's HerbalHealer.com.
Do you have a product or service that you'd like to advertise on the Republic Broadcasting Network? Do you want to support one of the original truth radio networks in existence while getting your company heard across the globe? Right now, RBN is having a holiday special on all of our advertising packages and providing free commercial production to get you started. Call 800-724-2719, extension 111 today. That's 800-724-2719, extension 111, or email powers@republicbroadcasting.org.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth. Shirt and chase Satan out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase the devil out of earth. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race.
Satan. All right, we're talking with Pam Senzi on the Bob Tuscan Show. Pam, tell me a little bit more about this bike ride, the actual bike ride. Pardon me, because it's interesting to me. And I wonder, you know, where did you sleep? Did you camp out? Did you have a sleep? What was your packing consisting of? And all those kind of details.
Well, I had, as far as packing goes, weight was just a constant bane for me on the track. And I ended up, I just had to get rid of so much. I mean, I got down to, you know, having to get rid of a bottle of vitamins or whatever. I mean, it's just, when you're on the road like that, every ounce you feel it. And Rita tried to warn me, you know, you've got to really streamline, but it just was through the process. At one point, I had to get rid of my sleeping bag. And I, you know, slept with a thin wool meditation blanket. It's freezing cold. And, you know, so stuff like that. I mean, you're just getting down to life decisions. You know, how am I going to make it through this day? The thing that stands out most for me about the trek is the people. We had so many, it's just really unimaginable. The people across this United States were so beautiful, so loving, so receptive, so wonderful. And when we were, when they heard the message that we had to give them, I mean, the people were overwhelmingly receptive, responsive. It didn't mean necessarily that what they were like, oh, you know, now I'm a 9/11 truther or something like that. They're like, okay, this is, I see the value in this. I'm going to check it out. I can only think of two people across the United States that were rude to me, across the entire United States. And the help that we got was fabulous. I mean, in every major city, especially on the solo trek, I stayed with petition signers for AE 9/11 Truth. So there were people who would say, hey, you know, when you make it in, you can stay with us. And so that in the major cities worked out. Now, pre-solo trek, when Rena and I were still together, we camped out. On occasion, we got a motel. On the solo trek, I generally slept wherever I could. I just did whatever I could, and in the major cities, I generally stayed with petition signers. So, you know, it's a lot of survivalist kind of, you know, thing going on there. But the stories that I write about in the book were so beautiful. There's one chapter in the book, and I think it's just called Frazeeville. And I'll be damned if I can't remember exactly where Frazeeville was. It may have been, I can't remember right now. I'd have to go back and read my own book. But I think it was somewhere in Wisconsin. But anyway, very, very small town, very small town. And there was only this one little restaurant. It was a pizza parlor. And so I was done writing for the day, and I kind of holed up in this pizza parlor, and I was writing with my laptop, which energy was always, you know, like go in and try to find an outlet, etc. These people, after they got to know me a little bit, after I was there for a couple hours, and they're kind of like wondering what's up with me, you know, this lady with this bike all over them.
Yeah, who is this lady?
You know, what's up with this chick? So they ended up, it was Halloween, and they had all these, like, stuffed figures all over the place, like mannequin kind of things, all dressed up and, you know, gloomy. These people invited me to stay overnight in the restaurant, and they laughed, and they said, there's plenty to eat here. They let me sleep in their restaurant, and it was
You're
just...
You're kidding me.
I'm not. I have that stuff all across the country. People are full of love. People are good. And one of the restaurant owners came in very early in the morning and cooked me breakfast.
How about that?
I mean, I had so many stories like that, and I share a number of these wonderful stories in the book.
I believe it. As much as I'm a curmudgeon and sometimes, you know, I get down on humans and whatnot, my fellow man, I believe it. Tell me, though, about riding on the road and stuff. Wasn't that a bit dangerous? Were you ever uneasy about that?
Oh, gosh. Well, I was never, you know, I never had, you know, I guess you're pumped up with adrenaline. I mean, you got to do what you got to do, that sort of thing. So I didn't have any, you know, really, like, hard fears or anything like that, even though I was vulnerable. And the road didn't bother me, you know, as far as riding or danger or things like that. And the one time, I ended up staying with one of the board members for AE 9/11 Truth, Tom Spellman. And before I got there, I got lost. And I was looking for a county highway. You can ride on a county highway legally, right? Then this was near Lake Geneva, Wisconsin. This was a Wisconsin story. And so everybody that I met kept, you know, very friendly, you know, giving me directions to find this county highway. And I kept getting lost. And when I finally found it, I found a highway, and there's this fence and barbed wire, and I'm like, that's got to be it, you know. I'm following the directions. I unpack the bike, throw the panniers over, throw the bike over, climb over the barbed wire, jump over, pack it up, everything, and then there I am on the highway. Well, I'm riding down, and it's not a highway. It's nice. It's Interstate 93, and the sun's going down, and I'm on this freaking interstate. So, you know, it was some crazy things like that happened. But, you know, anyway, I finally got a rest stop, and Tom came and got me, and we laughed. And so, you know, it was one big adventure. It's like life. You just keep doing what you have to do, you know. I mean, that's how it is. But there are a lot of fun stories like that in the book.
That is so awesome. Really cool. I mean it. And now you're done with the trek. You finished, what was it, last year? And you're doing all sorts of projects, including a podcast that you're co-hosting with attorney David Meiswinkle, right?
Yeah, well, thanks for mentioning that, Bob. Yes, and you've had David on the show, and I'm just delighted that he's agreed to join me as a co-host, because he's really going to add a depth to it. And, you know, he sort of has that authority because his whole life has been investigation. He was a cop for 23 years. He was a whistleblowing cop, and he's been an attorney for a long time. So he adds another dimension. And as you said, he is the founder and president of New Jersey 9/11 Aware, which filed a petition with the State Committee on Investigations in New Jersey, which predictably they refused to investigate. So, he is on to stage two, but I am not at liberty to talk about that. So, but he's working on it.
I hope you took my advice to heart. I told him a little bit about treason of misprison being included in the language that he sends to them.
Yeah, and you know who else has brought up that treason of misprison? How do you say it? Say it one more time.
Or is it misprison of treason? I don't know which way around it is, but one
something
or the other.
Like that. Sander Hicks.
Sander. I know him.
Sander knows about that, and I think he writes about it as well. But I'll mention that to him, and we'll see if he's looked into it or not. But he's definitely building it. He's still working behind the scenes, and I think he's cooking up some stuff with some people there. And
he really needs to check out, I sent it to him, but he needs to use our letter that we sent to the FBI as an example of trying to warrant a better response.
Oh, Bob, would you send that to me? You know, that's how I met David. We met in D.C. He came out and worked pro bono for me, helping me to file, at the close of my trek, I filed a complaint with the FBI with the submitting the nanothermite science and the carbon nanotube science about the carbon nanotubes in the lungs of first responders, nanothermite in the gust of 9/11, and the DVD that Rena Patty and I distributed across the United States to fire chiefs, police chiefs, university professors, and university students, 9/11 explosive evidence experts.
What kind of response did you get?
It was very good. It was very good. I mean, people were receptive. They recognized the value of it. We always put the experts...
But from the FBI in particular. What?
From the FBI? You know, we had to jump through a few hoops. And then we submitted it, and... They were kind of standoffish, but they.
I'll tell you what my response was when we come back here in just a moment from a quick break, and we'll finish up with Pamela Senzi on the other side.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to supernaturalsilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Water filtration holiday specials from RBN. You can get a Royal Berkey made of polished stainless steel that holds 3.25 gallons and comes with two Black Berkey purification elements, one shower filter that'll do up to 20,000 gallons or typically last 1 year, and one Berkey sport bottle for the total price of $356, a $40 savings. We also have a Berkey Light, one shower filter and one sport bottle for the low price of $299, a $40 savings. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200 today.
Through their ministries of propaganda, each took complete control of the theater, the movies, the radio, every cultural activity and every channel of information.
Well, times is tough, all right. Yeah, I'll say.
It's the future.
So I sent a very similar letter along with Harold Save and a few others in our local group here to the FBI. We included the controlled demolition theory presented in Richard Gage, AIA's 9/11 a Blueprint for Truth. And we actually got a response back, not just a form letter, but a response from the Assistant Director of Counterterrorism Division of National Security Branch of the FBI, Michael J. Heinbach. Here's what he said. He said he was grateful for the information that was submitted to him. And he says, please be advised that our observations and concerns, or that your observations and concerns, rather, have not gone unheeded. And that, quote, the FBI is committed to identifying terrorist threats at home and abroad, using the full force of the law to prosecute these individuals. He goes on to say that Mr. Gage's information is backed, quote, my thorough research and analysis.
Too cool. Oh, my God. God bless you guys. You know,
I would think that's pretty darn compelling, and that would make mainstream media news that the FBI is acknowledging this. I mean,
that is what, you know, send me that letter. I want to do more about that. Maybe you come on my show. come on and talk with David and I about all of that. And
Richard knows about it. In fact, Richard added it to his presentation of things.
Yeah, we got to get that out there more and more and more. We got to shed the light on what they said, because now they're accountable for having said it. You know, it's actually how I closed the book. The last chapter is closed with this sort of message of hope that, you know, there are good people in the FBI. There are good people in the CIA. There are good people within this government that's been taken over. There are people within that want to fight the good fight. You know, they have to fight forces. The forces against them are much stronger than even against you and I, okay, because they're operating within. But I trust in the goodness of human nature, and I saw that across the Trek. Most people are good. Just that, you know, somehow that conscience, they have to have that dilemma of conscience that compels them to risk. That's what has to happen. We're way past the place of just sort of, you know, we have to be willing to go out there proactively and positively, as I write about. But we also have to, you know, it takes courage. We've got to be willing to risk. And I think that there are many people that we don't know about, and they won't be public, but they're good people, and they are taking risks that we're not even aware of. We have to kind of trust in that goodness in human nature. And that ultimately, as we keep moving forward and never giving up, ultimately, you know, when paradigms shift, when they really shift, like with Gandhi's movement or King's movement, these kinds of things, you reach a pinnacle and things change. And then it's like a flood of change, you know. All of a sudden people are coming out of the woodwork that you had no idea were even there. And they weren't even doing anything, but they were thinking about it, and they were, you know, was gnawing at them or whatever. So we have to trust in that. We'll have that time. We'll see it. I hope I see it in my lifetime. I know you will see it in yours, Bob.
I can only hope, because now with my little one around, I'm working for his future, not just his future, but his children's future as well. And it goes on and on and on. And sometimes I have a pessimistic outlook on where we're headed. Let me ask you the classic question that I get from people, specifically about 9/11. 10-plus years later, why does it matter?
It matters. It matters a hell of a lot, you know. It matters. We have to turn this around. It is our mandate. It's our duty to humanity, to the core principles of our country. You know, those principles are the shining light. That is, you know, divinity of nations, if you will. This concept of due process of law, which is now a privilege, not a right. Okay, that's not okay. All of these, you know, the free speech, freedom of religion, illegal search and seizure, probable cause, all these things, they're core. They're inalienable rights. They're things that are core to having a free, people, you know, and they don't just belong to America. They belong to the world. That's why, you know, at Satyagraha 9/11, our show, it's, you know, our sort of motto is truth is a right, truth is a universal right. And part of our logo is the Bill of Rights, you know, but it's universal. Part of our problem is, and why we've gotten into this mess, was because we've had this American exceptionalism that David Ray Griffin talks about, you know, that, well, we're Americans. We're Americans, and we've kind of turned a blind eye to covert operations that leaked out, and we were aware of, and all these actions that our country has imperialistically been taking in other countries all over the world to gain control of their resources. And we have to start recognizing that all human beings have a right to these principles. And I think that when we start overcoming this, it's going to be more of a universal, you know. That's how we have a global community now,
right?
Because of we now have this truth community and peace community that's global, and that's how it's going. It will ultimately tip here, but also globally. I believe that.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
How can people find the book and the podcast and all that good stuff?
Well, it's all at satyagraha911.org.
Are you going to have to spell that?
Okay, yeah, I know people say that. And this is Gandhi's word. This is the name of Gandhi's movement, Satyagraha. That's the name that he created out of two Sanskrit words, Satya and Graha. And it was started, believe it or not, on September 11th.
Ah, interesting synchronicity.
Yeah, and Barbara Honegger is the one who clued me into that. But Satyagraha is S-A-T-Y-A-G-R-A-H-A, S-A-T-Y-A-G-R-A-H-A, 911.org. They can get the book and check out the podcast and all of that. And we would love to have you on our show sometime, Bob. So will you do it?
Absolutely not.
Come on.
Of course. Of course, jeez. It's like you ask me if I'll do it. You expect me to say no? Jeez.
No, I expect you to say yes. So.
Of course. I'd be happy to. And what's up next for you? Any other projects besides the cast and all that?
I'm doing the show. I've got another book in mind that I'm writing on the side. That'll come later. Yeah, really focusing on the show and trying to build something good. I'm also an artist, and people can check out my art on the site as well. And I'll have another art site. But anything that's purchased from satyagraha911.org helps us advance this show, because it's a baby show. And the message that we're trying to convey is this 9/11 truth message. But it's like the book. We're also trying to convey this positive sense that we can do this and we can overcome, and we need to, as long as we're thinking that, we can, you know, because there is a scientific principle. There's a scientific principle about that in quantum physics. If we think we can, we can. We create it out of our consciousness. So if we focus on the solutions, we're actually energetically, scientifically creating more solutions. And if we're only focusing on the problem, we are actually scientifically, energetically deepening in some way. So we really do need to take this modern science called quantum physics and recognize that it's not just mamby-pamby positive thinking. It's actually science. We need to be focusing on solutions.
I dig it to a certain extent. We also need to focus on action and let those thoughts manifest into more than just sitting back and having this Pollyannish view that if you think of something, you'll attract, you know, the whole more cliche version of The Secret.
I totally agree, and that is what my book is about, is that you then take that and become proactive and start getting out there and doing things. Take those energies and do something about it. We must do that. Yes, Bob.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Pamela Senzi. She is definitely active. Her podcast has had great guests on thus far. Kevin Ryan, Richard Gage, Sandra Hicks, all sorts of great people. And we'll have to do it again. And yeah, I'll be happy to come on your show anytime.
Cool. Okay, Bob. Thanks so much. Great being with you.
All right. Take care. Okay, folks. We will not be talking about the State of the Union. With